For our next story, we're jumping across the pond now, going to go to London, England. And Jane was just 22 years old, living at home with her parents, starting out in life at that age where you're trying to shed the identity you had in high school. But, Snap Judgment's Stephanie Fu has a story.
Jane was 22 and sitting in her parents' house when the phone rang.
Out of the blue, I received a phone call from Kevin Whitehead. I hadn't heard from him for about 9 years. When Kevin contacted me and said,
well, I think, you know, we may have known each other,
I was quite taken back by it. I was like, known each other? You broke my heart. We were first going out when we were teenagers, when we were sort of 14, 13. We'd gone out for a summer. I guess he was my first real boyfriend. Kevin was, he was a very cheeky lad and full of confidence. I think that's why I liked him, because he was sort of Jack the lad. Towards the end of the summer break, before we were going back to school, Kevin dumped me over the phone, quite cruelly, really. I was heartbroken.
So Jane was understandably suspicious when he called her 9 years later.
He said that he'd had quite a serious motorbike accident. As a result of the accident, he had memory loss. His memory was like a jigsaw puzzle. Going back to his childhood days, there were gaps in his past that he didn't recall. Part of his rehab was contacting people from his past. They suggested that, you know, contacting people may help put those jigsaw pieces together.
And so, while looking up old friends on a social network, Kevin stumbled across Jane's profile.
Then I sort of saw Jane Peart, and I was like, I remember her. She was a friend. Yeah, she was a friend. And then when I was looking through my old diaries and my school days and stuff, trying to just help me with memories, and I sort of come across Jane's number.
But it was a strange situation to be in, to have to remind someone of the fact that he dumped me. I couldn't actually picture the Kevin that I knew before with the Kevin that I was speaking to on the phone. It was like talking to a stranger.
What Jane didn't realize was that Kevin really was a stranger at this point, even to himself. Before, Kevin had been all motorcycles and bar fights.
I used to be an arrogant person. One of the things my dad said, like, you need to like sort yourself out because you're turning into a nasty person, you know. But then after the accident, that changed me.
Now he was quiet, shy, prone to anxiety attacks. It really struck Jane when she met up with him for the first time at his house.
When I turned up and he'd opened the front door and came out to the car, it was a bit strange because it was completely a different person in terms of the way he looked. Filled out a little bit, although I'm not sure he would like me saying that.
I was sitting there talking to Jane, and she was talking. I weren't doing that much talking because I was in no sort of fit state to sort of keeping up conversation or anything, you know. I'm sort of having panic attacks left, right and centre.
I could see that the guy that was sitting in front of me was a guy that really had lost his world. I could see the pain in his face.
Kevin told Jane that it was a huge comfort to be able to talk to someone from his school days, because a lot of that time was a blank for him. And his other childhood friends hadn't responded to his emails, just her.
While I've got Jane speaking to me, my brain's doing 3 times the speed, linking up different memories. Just talking, that was bringing back memories of, say, my granddad 25 years ago. All the memories were getting mixed up, but I did start to bring back a lot of memories of sort of me and Jane. The memories that are being brought back from being where we are, once again, doesn't mean that it's good feelings, could be bad feelings.
Like, Kevin finally remembered breaking up with Jane over the phone. And he remembered that years after he broke up with her, even into his late teens, he'd always drive down Jane's street, hoping to catch a glimpse of her.
I never, ever, ever got over Jane. I always liked her. She was very attractive. I liked the way she was. She was sort of a bit like, I was only young, but a bit like my sort of idol girlfriend. I always regretted I sort of dumped her, but I never ever got over her.
Unfortunately, Jane had gotten over Kevin years ago. And helping him now?
It wasn't anything to do with a romance. It was like I was the shoulder for Kevin. Something just said to me, if this person's had this accident, regardless of the past, if I'm the only person that can help him, then I felt that I had a duty to do that.
When Jane and Kevin would meet up, they'd often go to places where they and their friends used to hang out. And she'd tell him, oh, this is where we'd go swimming. This is where we met. One day, she was driving by the river and said, oh, this is where we first kissed.
Well, she's taking me back to this kissing part. I was in the car at the end of the night. It was just racking around in my brain. And I'm sort of sitting there and I'm just like, what do I? Do I? Don't I? I've never been good at working out signals and all that anyway at the best of times, let alone when I've got no confidence and everything's all mixed up. Sort of a young, sort of 20-year-old attractive girl, giving her time to spend time with this sort of wreck of a man, you know, this embarrassment, and I'm just there and I'm in the car, and I said to Jane, like, well, I know what I want to do. I want to kiss you.
We shared a kiss again for the first time. It was kind of mixed emotions, but it just felt right.
She was everything I wanted. I was sitting there and I'm kissing this girl and I'm like, this is just amazing. It was just amazing. And I remember thinking about that so much that I just sort of stopped kissing her. I was just frozen against her, just like a leech just stuck onto her face. Yeah, enough about that.
I can also remember the other kiss, which was the kiss when we were teenagers. But they were completely different. Much better kisser the second time round.
Well, she didn't complain then, so couldn't have been that bad.
After that, Jane was smitten. Of course, they had their fair share of difficulties as a couple, getting Kevin through his rehabilitation, finding him a job. But Kevin was always so good to her, in a way she never dreamed he could have been.
That's the part that I sort of fell in love with, which was his kindness and the caring side to him that I saw when we met and thereafter. I can't thank him enough for some of the things that he had done.
So I found that through Jane, she made me a lot nicer person. Jane's sort of niceness sort of wearing off on me, and I've turned into a much nicer person. I do fully understand that. After everything I've gone through, I'm now with that girl who I loved, wanted to be with, you know, and she's still with me and she's still beautiful and she's still everything to me.
Jane and Kevin Whitehead are now married and have two beautiful young twins. They live in London. And big thanks to both of them. And be sure to check out Kevin's book, A Happy Accident, Fate Not Fatal. We'll have a link on our website, snapjudgment.org. That piece was produced by Stephanie Fu.